You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This week, we're talking about creating, growing, or making something from nothing. Near Albany, New York, there's a company called Ecovative. They create packing materials, furniture, and even surfboards out of mushrooms and recycled farm waste, and they can make a lot.
Protective packaging materials, surfboards, hand planes, furniture products, construction materials, including insulation, helmets, and now we enable people to grow their own materials in their kitchens with our Grow It Yourself kit.
Ecovative wants to compete with large manufacturing companies. Co-founder and chief scientist Gavin McIntyre says they want to do that without toxic chemicals.
We started this company because we recognized a problem, which was that plastic foams and synthetic resins were literally everywhere, and they were poisoning our environments and poisoning our homes. So we sought to find a natural alternative by looking to nature.
Was there a eureka moment when you realized, oh my God, we can make this thing?
Eben and I did go to school together at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. So we initially took some mushroom spawn, is what it was called at the time, off the internet. It's just traditional oyster mushrooms at that point in time. Mixed it with some wood chips and other materials, and we grew the first materials under our beds in our school dorm rooms. And after we had those materials in hand, we had them tested at our university, and we found that they actually benchmarked and were pretty competitive performance-wise against plastic foams. And that's what set our trajectory into growing materials.
How did that feel?
I'll tell you, it feels pretty awesome. It's been 7 years now. We started in the basement of an old print shop, and now we have a product that's being distributed all around the world. Really, the big moment for determining that this was a commercially viable product was when our first customer was a Fortune 500 furniture company. Steelcase Furniture was the first company to adopt this material.
Did you celebrate?
Of course we celebrated. I think there was at least a couple of bottles of champagne. And that day, it was a full 8-hour day. There were about six of us operating the equipment, and we made about 300 parts, which, to give you an idea, we make over 300 parts in an individual hour today. We had cake, which is something that we did regularly because with such few people, you can celebrate everyone's birthday, and that was definitely an event that called for more cake. Now, since we're a larger company, we don't offer as much beer, but we definitely drank beer and champagne to celebrate.
We're talking about creating on this show, and we've been talking about jobs and the new economy. What is next, do you think? Where do you want your company to go in another 7 years?
We really see ourselves as a materials science company and a materials provider. And similar to Dow and DuPont, who were the materials leaders within the 20th century, we seek to be the biomaterials leader in the 21st century. Our focus today is within replacements for plastic foams that are found everywhere in protective packaging to even surfboards. And we have a new product offering, which is replacing some of the resin found in engineered wood composites in the furniture industry.
But say, you know, let's compare what you make to traditional styrofoam. What's the price differential?
When a customer is going to buy a product, they're looking at price and performance. And the environmental story is a nice to have, but it's not a need to have. All of our product offerings are at price parity or below traditional plastic foams or woods. So we've been able to translate and transfer customers that have been using plastic foams for a long duration of time, especially as they open up new opportunities and new products that they're bringing into the market.
Who are your customers?
So we have a wide range of customers that include companies such as Dell Computers or Crate and Barrel Furniture. These are customers that require protection in transportation for their products, but are also looking for a material that isn't going to be hazardous at its end of its life cycle when it returns to the earth.
And I guess one question I have is, why surfboards?
So surfboards are a bit of a passion project. I grew up actually on Eastern Long Island. And whenever looking at places where plastics, especially custom molded plastics, are being used, surfboards is one that has always come to my mind. We have a material offering that we call Grow It Yourself. It's our material in which we allow individuals to grow their own materials within their either garages or their kitchens. And since surfboards are an artisanal market, they're normally hand-shaped, we've been able to offer this grow-it-yourself kit to surfboard shapers to grow their own boards. So we have a number of companies, mostly on the West Coast today, that are literally growing surfboards.
You're making this material, you're making surfboards, you're even making a drone. What is next for biodegradable plastics and these materials?
Well, our next wave of product offerings is actually in the furniture industry. You're probably sitting at a desk right now, Lizzie, and that desk is likely made out of medium-density fiberboard in the core. So it's predominantly wood, but it's bound together with a synthetic resin that's known to be carcinogenic, urea or formaldehyde. So what we've been able to do is use mycelium again, but this time as a thermoset resin, and to transform traditional farm waste materials into products that preform and behave just like wood. So we've been able to produce chairs. The chair I'm sitting on right now, for example, is comprised about 10% of its total out of mushroom materials. It looks like wood, it feels like wood, but it's made out of mushrooms.
Gavin McIntyre, co-founder and chief scientist at Ecovative. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie. I really appreciate the opportunity.